Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I've mentioned this before, people really think they're in charge of their own minds. I've said before, most out there are not. Most of you out there are not in charge of your own minds. I've mentioned so many studies on this show, from the big high chutzpahs themselves in psychology, the ones who are paid by government, I've talked about Sunstein and others, all working for years, long before you were born in fact, and creating the right kinds of society, creating the right kinds of opinions, even forming groups for you to join in fact, and managing your groups for you. And this one is about conformity, how you will give up what you see yourself, what you've just witnessed, which you'll give up your own opinions for the group's opinion. And this does work, by the way, and you'll see that in this video. And how you'll change your mind on so many different things you were adamant about because the others will too. They can't all be wrong, is what you'll say to yourself. The same technique is used for those who are used in big groups, like the Greenies and so on. They'll still exclaim that it's global warming, even if they're up to their eyeballs in snow. They're all being used. Everyone's being used in this wonderful scientific laboratory they call Planet Earth. And it truly is a scientific laboratory. So I'll put that tonight on conformity and how you do conform for the group. Regardless of what your memory tells you and you've experienced in your own life, you will give it all up to conform to the group. And these are actual tests that are done over and over and over and probably have been for the last 70, 80 years. And they always show up the same. They work in every generation. And how they can often use just one person to keep parroting the same stuff, get a few of them to parrot the same things, especially slogans. Remember, Lenin says, "We shall win by slogans," and they must be right. It's like when they came out of the Bush's camp at one time, and the whole team would talk to independent newspapers or reporters, but they'd all use the same terms: weapons of mass destruction, bah, bah, just like that, you see. And that works on the majority of the public because they don't reason things out for themselves. But this is what's going on. You're all being used. You're given your opinions. And unfortunately, most out there conform. Yesterday, I went on about conformity and the scientific studies that have been done in psychology. And there's nothing really new in this, all this stuff, because it's repeats that have been done in previous centuries, believe it or not. It's just that we're always meant to think that these things are just happening now. And even that study is very, very old, the one I put up yesterday. But conformity is behind so much. The big merchant bankers that were also the merchants, of course, and at least owned lots of merchants, knew how to introduce whole fashions in previous centuries into populations, until they could even dress guys up like peacocks and tights and little frilly things around their necks and their arms and so on. They can do anything and wear wigs too. Of course, they should bring it all back now. It'd fit in easier. But the thing is, they've always known how to do this thing. And women too, with the big things and their rear ends look so huge in previous ages as well. Anything can be done to the general public if you know how to introduce it and get the right person at the top to first, whether even you pay them to do it, model it basically to the public, and the public follows suit. It's a well understood technique from their observations in commerce. And this evolved eventually into psychology. And of course, we have many books from the past that have described the conformity of the human being and how we'll go along with the majority to get along. Even though what you're hearing doesn't go along with what you've experienced in your own life, even though you see something different, as long as the majority agree, you will accept what they say. I'll put another link up tonight, and it's another one that's been done many times over since the 1950s, and it's Solomon Asch experiments, and that's ASCH, and I'll put the link up for that at cuttingthroughthematrix.com at the end of the show. But they found out the same thing they put up. It's really interesting too, if you were the only real test subject, you wouldn't know it. They'd bring a whole bunch in with you who were all basically actors, and they would all agree that that line was bigger or smaller than that line next to it. And you would find yourself starting to agree with them because you don't want to have them ridicule you. But there's more to it than that, because even last night, I think I mentioned in the poem, or I mentioned in the show, one of the two, that the public can be turned against the person who stands up and says, no, the king has no clothes. They can actually, you'll actually find that happening. And they found that too with the Milgard experiments on the prison. I put links up before in the archives section. It was done through Harvard, I believe. And that's where they made a model prison and brought volunteers in, and people quickly assumed the role of prisoner, the ones who were designated so, and the other ones became the prison guards. And before 24 hours was out, they were at each other's throats, really taking on the roles that they were put into. It's just amazing. But what they found too is when they brought in a more recent subject into it, who hadn't been there for 2 or 3 days, he immediately saw how crazy it had become, and he would go off and he would just simply go on a starvation diet. That actually happened, a starvation diet. And the rest of them, the rest of the so-called model prisoners, these volunteers, would turn on this one because of him their privileges were reduced because he wasn't cooperating. They can easily make the crowd turn on you for being different. And that's what's used across the board in today's society. You will see it in all the ads as well. Even in Canada, that they use this quite a bit in ads for flu injections, etc. Do you know that you're endangering others if you haven't had your flu shot? Technically, if their science is correct, all those with the flu shots should be fine and safe against the one who hasn't had the flu shot, obviously. But people don't think that far. You see, so you don't need truth involved in it. It's not to do with truth. It's to get someone wants to get their way with you. And that's what advertising is all about, getting their way with you. People don't think too deeply about anything at all, in fact, unfortunately. But now that's a fact. Even more so today, because in their free time, they're always listening to either audio or music, or they're watching videos. They're losing their ability to read or even stand back and think quietly. They've got to be downloaded with some noise or some external stimuli all the time. And that's, again, a fantastic technique for controlling millions of people across the world, billions eventually. So Solomon Asch experiment, 1958, as I say, I'll put that one up. There's thousands of them out there, these experiments. And these are the low-end experiments, by the way, that were done on much higher levels. What's interesting about this one too is that the movie, I think it's called The Game, that Douglas was in, the actor, not the daddy, but the son was in, was basically based on this kind of formula where in the game, very rich people could be put into the game without their knowledge, and everyone around them that they knew so well was in on the act and accepted subject themselves. Very interesting movie, well worth watching, because you can truly be fooled by those around you, and especially by those who control the whole situation. As I say, we're living in a fantasia, really, of incredible control, and it's control of the mind. There's nothing more important than controlling the mind to control populations. And it's far easier, actually, to use psychology and behaviorism to go for the mass person rather than the individual, because the individual tends to conform to what the rest are doing. That's peer pressure, of course. And we're in a time and an era where from school onwards, children are taught really that the group is all that matters. It's all group consensus on all the questionnaires, etc. Do the group agree? Whoever doesn't agree is kind of ostracized. He's ridiculed by the rest and put to the side until he conforms. And they're taught that from a very early age to go along with this same kind of behavior. And that's what we have today. It's amazing what people will do, even denying their own senses, their own memory, their own perceptions, to go along with the group. That's how all political parties work as well. The group is set up for different types. As I say, whatever mindset you are, there's a group out there for you. It's already made up for you. It's like shopping. in a shopping mall, you can go out and go out and select the kind of suit you want to wear, and there's a whole variety to wear for your personality type. Same with politics and so on. And the group you join will say all the correct buzzwords and triggers that get you going, and you're truly one of them, as long as you go along with everything else from then on. Back with more after this break. Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix and talking about the mind, basically, and perception and how mind control is alive and well. And the proof is all around you. In fact, most folk truly, as you well know, I'm sure those who've tried to preach to the unconverted have found out that blank stare comes across their eyes, that glaze, and they start getting fidgety, and they look to, from side to side, because you're talking about something that the mainstream isn't talking about generally, or at least the mainstream isn't telling them what to worry about. You see, they're taught what to worry about by the mainstream media. And if the mainstream media doesn't tell them to worry about it, then they don't. They truly are, they believe that some benefactor above them in their favorite television station is looking after them. They've been trained to believe that from childhood, that the special people take care of them. That's a socialized society. That is socialism. It's the perfect socialist society. And that's how the top tyrants in the world's history and socialism wanted the public to be. Train them to believe that specialists and experts are taking care of all the big problems, so all you have to do at the bottom is work, pay taxes, and play yourselves. And that's what's happening today. It's all around you. Brzezinski said the same thing. In his book, he talked about the public giving over their ability to reason to the media. They'll expect the media to do their reasoning for them. And it never occurs to them that the media is allowed to lie all the time. I've mentioned the article before. I even had put it up, I think, the link a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, in fact, of a group within Fox News that was given, a group of reporters was given a contract to do investigative reporting, and they looked into, I think it was Monsanto or something. They were told to back off by their bosses, and eventually their show was pulled, so they tried to sue the company, the television company, all the way to the Supreme Court, and they were told there that the news, there's nothing in the law that says that news must tell you the truth.
It's
news, right? It's data. It's just data. And they give you lots of irrelevant data and misleading data and a lot of predictive programming in their data as well, because you're always being upgraded like a computer into the next stage of what you're supposed to expect and how you're supposed to behave. Now, I've talked about conformity this last few nights as well, touched on it, just scratched the surface, because it's much, much deeper. And even the studies that I'm giving out are the ones that are given out to the public, and the studies that are done on a much higher level are not available to the public, because they're used for military purposes. And believe it or not, you know, the military does use, or do it actually does use a lot of techniques on you and the whole society and population. That's what departments of propaganda are for as well. So you're living in a scientific society, you understand, and you always have been. Some people are waiting for the scientific society. It's always been here. Science runs the people and keeps them in some form of order so that they'll obey their betters, those at the top, you see, the official people. And we're taught, of course, to obey official people because they say they're official. It's obedience to authority. Lots of books put out on obedience to authority, lots of ongoing books, of course, I'm sure we'll go on about too, because they're so interested to find out why some people will rebel, you see. Very, very important part, in fact. And they know by their constant studies and poll taking across and testing in universities, every generation every year, in fact, students, new intakes come in and go through the same tests, ask the same questions to make sure that the boys who control are always up on what's needed. They have to do a tweak here or a tweak there to keep everybody dumb, stupid, and crazy on sex. Basically, that's what it is for university. That's really what it is, partying sex.
But you learn very little. And anyway, even when you train for something, you won't get a job because we're now in austerity times and all the jobs are overseas. So when you stand back from it all, just stand back from it and look at it as it really is managed. And then you realize that it's incredible micromanagement that's going on. We're managed pretty well perfectly today. I've gone through all the different old stuff, really, about nudging people along the internet and how they nudge you to look at what they want you to see on any topic. They'll nudge you to this article as opposed to other articles, for instance. It's very, very controlled. And they'll nudge you into, well, if you looked at that, then other folk also looked at this. So they want you to be like other folk, as they say, and you take their word, well, that's what other folk... No, they didn't. Maybe they did eventually, because they're all getting the same message as you. People looked at this, also looked at that. And that's how they get you to have a particular opinion on something or divert you off the topic altogether. It happens every day to thousands, maybe millions of people across the world.
We live through the changes. Most folk don't notice them much at all. They adapt very quickly. And because everyone else is adapting at the same speed and time, they don't question it at all. Most folk really simply look at their sanity and by bouncing it off other people. Are they doing the same as I'm doing? Or am I doing the same as they're doing? And then they all want to join them and be the same. Sameness is the character of the masses. Sameness, uniformity. So they don't really notice why, or you don't even need detailed, in-depth explanations as to why things are happening at all. And many of the big brochure, well, the documents that are put out by think tanks, they mention that fact, that if you want to lie to the public, don't give them elaborate explanations of the lie. Just tell them a simple thing and don't never expound on it. And many of the big brochure, well, the documents that are put out by think tanks, they mention that fact, that if you want to lie to the public, don't give them elaborate explanations of the lie. Just tell them a simple thing and don't never expound on it. And many of the big brochure, well, the documents that are put out by think tanks, they mention that fact, that if you want to lie to the public, don't give them elaborate explanations of the lie. Just tell them a simple thing and don't never expound on it. That's good enough. If you expound on it, it sounds like you're conning them. They'll pick that up. So just tell them a simple lie and that's it. And that's good enough. And you have to accept that most folk in society, by statistics and by the studies that have been done for so many centuries, always bring about 80% of the public are quite content. It wouldn't matter what flag they're waving or whatever, whoever's running, they wouldn't really care if it was Godzilla monster. I mean, as long as most things are the same for them personally, they'll continue and they won't complain.
Those who want to buy the books, and this I have at cuttingthroughmatrix.com, look up the website, take notes of all the official sites I have there, and you can get the books and discs there. And you can also donate. It tells you where to donate to as well, how to do it. From myself, Alan Watt, it's good night. May your God or your gods go with you.